This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah. I know you know what to do. It's hard. It's like close your eyes for 4 years. Nothing good is going to happen for 4 years. So I just got out of a meeting. How is it going?
Good. How are you?
Really well. I didn't even know that Taylor was coming in today. And it took me a second. You probably can see it. I'm like, holy shit. So this is super exciting for me even. What you're about to watch is a follow-up meeting to No Question. Go. The most viral moment of the Ask Gary V show. Here's the full Ask Gary V moment with the follow-up interview that I just did, or the catch-up that I just did. I genuinely believe in my heart and soul that for everybody 22 to, that 98% of people that are 22 to 30 are about to get a piece of content that is fundamentally gonna change their life.
So I'm not sure if you remember, about a year ago, I actually called in, well, I got called in to the Ask Gary V show. So I talked to you about a year ago. I'm from Buffalo.
I remember.
Hello?
Hey Taylor, it's Gary V. You're on the Ask Gary V show.
No way!
Yes way!
Okay.
Where are you from?
Sweet! I'm from Buffalo, New York.
I love it. Are you a Bills fan?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right, I know you said unfortunately.
We're not very good.
I know. Well, listen, neither are the Jets, don't worry. So, what's going on?
nothing much. I basically was dying to ask you a question. Currently graduated college last May, and I'm trying to build my own business, brand, hustle, all that kind of stuff. And my question for you is, and I'm probably sure that a lot of people ask this or wondering
okay.
the same thing.
It's okay.
How do you get over the stump of you're graduating and you feel all this pressure because you're trying to build something, but you're still so young, but you want to do this fast and grow it big, and I'm just in a rut and I can't get out of it, but I have a hustle and a drive that I know I'll be able to build something, but I'm just in this space that's
I know where
not
you're at.
Allowing me to.
So let me help you. The space you're in is probably the macro micro issue. So it's macro patience, micro speed, right? So what do I mean by that? You need to be patient as fuck, Taylor. You're 22, 23 years old. Like, what do you think's gonna happen overnight?
Yeah, I know.
So you need to be fast, 7 a.m. to 2 in the morning every day, but in the big picture, you need to realize nothing good is gonna happen for the next 6 years.
Okay. And do you think that I should just try every good idea that I think I have and just go for it all out, or do you think I should stick with one thing at a time?
I think the fact that you've even asked that question, that you should taste flirting with a lot of different things, because you'll be crippled by the what if you don't. Even though that's not the perfect formula to build the biggest short-term wealth, because you should go triple down on one thing instead of being half pregnant on nine.
Okay.
Taylor, let me tell you something. Let me ask you the pressure. Who are you? Like, are you trying to prove to yourself, to your siblings, to your parents, to the world? Like, who are you trying to prove that you're successful to, or that this was the right call, or you're gonna make it? Like, that's what you have to figure out.
That's a good question.
What are you impatient for? Like, what's the problem? You want to buy a fucking Rolex? What's the rush?
I feel like I've known that I'm meant to do something big.
Me
and
too.
I grew up in an entrepreneurial household.
Me too.
And so it's in my blood, it's in my bones.
Good.
And I feel like I watch all these other millennials hitting these huge, I guess, milestones in their
what
life.
What milestones?
And then I'm
let's
just sitting here.
Let's break it down. How old are you?
I'm 22, about to be 23.
Okay, what milestone, please give me a millennial and the milestone they achieved that makes you feel like you're just sitting in fucking Buffalo.
Well, I'm sitting in Buffalo, which is one thing I'm not happy about. But,
that's right, because it's home of the Buffalo Bills, piece of shit team. But
yeah.
But before you go there, forget about sitting in Buffalo. Who's the millennial and what's the milestone that's making you feel like you're sitting there? Go. The truth, go.
Well, honestly, there's people on social media, which definitely is not always true.
Who?
But I watch, oh God, I guess the only thing on the spot I can think of is a Kardashian or a Jenner, which is lame, but.
Can we talk about this,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, I feel like, sure.
Like, you're telling me that Kylie Jenner's fucking trillion followers on Instagram makes you feel like you're just sitting there?
No, I feel like the fact that she's already got a business started that's super successful.
Did you Did you factor in the fact that her sisters and mom architected something for 10 years while she was a teenager that she was able to walk directly into, that gave her a springboard, and that she had the financial capabilities of deploying ungodly amounts of, you know, plastic surgery and the and all the other variable things that she's been able to do to create that culture and that financial benefit?
Yeah.
Did you factor in that her mom is a ninja architect of business and created that framework?
Yeah, and I feel like not many people give them the credit for that. I totally think that they built this empire.
I agree, but what the fuck does that have to do with you?
It has nothing to do with me, I know.
No shit. Remember how I don't know if you saw this where I said stop looking at your friend's shit or whatever the fuck I put on Instagram?
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but it doesn't matter. What the, like, you looking at the Kardashians is the most ludicrous horseshit I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's just the first thing that could pop into my head.
Great, give me another. Listen, we're here. We're here. Give me another one.
There's a guy in London. I can't think of his name at the top of my head.
I'm gonna stop you right now.
Okay.
Let me give you some. I was gonna say fatherly, I guess my father is 40. No, I'll give you some massively older brother uncle advice. You ready?
Okay, yes.
Every second you spend thinking about what somebody else has is taking away from time that you could create something for yourself.
Yeah.
You're losing. You're losing because you're laying in your bed looking at somebody's fucking glamorous photoshopped picture of them doing something cool and you're envious and you're jealous and you're impatient and it's crippling your upside.
Yeah, because that's where I want to be and I know I'm not there yet.
You haven't done shit.
I know.
So go do shit that actually gets you there so that you earn it instead of like you dwelling that you're not there and hoping something's going to happen. I don't know what's going through your mind.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm hustling on the side, but I don't think I'm doing enough, I guess.
You definitely aren't doing enough if you have enough time to fucking consume the content of a Kardashian and some boy in London.
That's true.
Taylor, listen to me. Taylor, listen. You've got to deploy patience and you've got to love the process. I'm addicted to the process of the battle scars, the setbacks, the lack of, you know. Taylor, I gave up my entire 20s. All of them. Imagine not doing anything fun or going anywhere for the next 8 years, including Saturday and Sunday. That's what I did from 22 to 30. Every day I spent 15 hours a day in a liquor store, thought about a liquor store, built a liquor store, sold wine, like spent every day. Like this last weekend, don't lie to me, Taylor, what did you do this last weekend? What did you do fucking Friday, Saturday and Sunday? Tell me the truth, don't bullshit me.
Yeah. No bullshit, I'm helping my mom right now on digital media and branding for her company.
Love you.
And so I had a marketing meeting with one of the people doing that.
Love you.
And then I also...
How much time did you have? How much time did you have for yourself on Saturday and Sunday that was not working every minute? Tell me the truth.
A lot.
I know. So that's the punchline, right? Now imagine this,
yeah.
When I tell you this. You spent more downtime on not your career this weekend than I did in my entire 20s combined.
Oh shit, okay. That puts things into perspective.
I think so.
Awesome.
I think so too.
Yeah, I need to just get to it.
Taylor, you need to do me a huge favor. If you really wanna win and you wanna come to New York in 8 years and shake my hand, here's what you need to do. You need to stop giving a shit about what anybody else has and realize that if you put your head down and just work for the next 10 years, no glamour, no new fucking car, suitcase, jewelry, trip, event, no Coachella, no fucking new fucking sneakers, like fucking work, you will have it. And every time you care about one of the things I just mentioned, it will slow down your process of having it.
Okay, so in less than 8 years, when I'm a millionaire by 25, I'll come shake your hand.
I promise you, that statement itself made me 100% guarantee that you won't.
No.
Yes, yes. That's how this works. Being a millionaire at 25 when you're 22 and you're at dick shit and haven't even started is inconceivable unless you fucking hit the lotto. What's the romance?
Okay.
What's the romance of, I want to make, you know how everybody says, Gary Vee, when are you going to buy the Jets in 2 years? And then I reply, 20 years? I'm romantic about the journey and the process, which is why I'm actually going to pull it off. You're trying to be a millionaire by 25. How, Taylor?
It's just a goal I've always had.
Why?
And right now with what I'm doing, I guess it's not.
That's right. It's an arbitrary bullshit thing that means nothing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather guarantee millionaireship by 36 than by doing long-term marathon running versus doing a bunch of bullshit sprints that guarantees never having it? And I promise you, a funny thing happens to your self-esteem when you're 31 and not a millionaire because you've been chasing fast fucking cash and you're now 6 years removed from not hitting your goal. Your self-esteem starts fucking with your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen carefully. I want to buy the New York Jets, but when I clarify it to everybody, I want the process of trying to buy the New York Jets more than buying the New York Jets. Understand?
Yeah. Because ultimately, that's the end goal, but there's a process behind that.
You have to understand, I don't give a fuck about the end goal. I care about the process, the enjoyment of doing it. You're not enjoying yourself trying to get to $1 million over the next 3 years.
No. You're right.
Oh, I know I'm right. I'm just sticking on this right now because I feel like we've gone into this deep enough that I might as well hold on for a couple more minutes to see if I can actually pull you through instead of you just being on this high of practicality for 36 hours and then going back to Instagram bullshit in 48 hours.
I need to deactivate that shit.
No, you need to learn the discipline to be able to put it in the proper bucket.
Yeah. I just feel like I hold myself at this pedestal and it's crippling myself because I'm not actually doing the things to get there.
Of course. So you're playing a fake narrative instead of putting in the actual work that's needed to actually pull it off. Wishing instead of executing. And then what's happening is you're living a fake world to yourself, but you know it, which then changes your behavior in the way that you interact with others.
It's true.
I know. Like, for all my bravado now, I was real quiet in my 20s. People made fun of me, like, you work in your dad's liquor store? I'm in Wall Street making $100,000, I got a BMW. I'm like, that's nice, Pat.
Yeah.
Do you understand the level of disrespect I have for Pat? Do you understand the level of disrespect I have for all those 20, 30, 40, 50-year-olds flashing shit on fucking Instagram with short-term moves? I can't wait for the fucking world to melt. I can't wait for all these bullshit people to get fucking hosed out when the economy gets shit.
Yeah, it's because they're short-term affording these things that are flashy, but in the long term, it's not sustainable for what they're doing right now.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you're admiring the fuck out of them.
I know, it's a problem.
No shit, Taylor.
It's really bad.
Taylor, you need to start fucking loving the process and the work and the grind. You need to start respecting people that are like sleeping with four roommates and buying their t-shirts at Walmart.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like I need that wake up, but I feel like I need to hit rock bottom to have that wake up. I'm too comfortable right now, and it's annoying the shit out of me.
I don't think so. I think you are saying you need to hit rock bottom because it buys you more time to bullshit like you are right now.
I never thought of that.
You know what I mean? Like, you know it's not working. You're just saying, by the way, let me go complete left field on you. You're a 22-year-old girl, woman. Like, it's okay to enjoy a little bit now too. You've heard me say regrets. I don't know how deep you know my content, but once in a blue moon, when people ask me the advice for 25-year-old Gary, the answer is go have fun, asshole. It would have been okay to go to Vegas or Acapulco or like do some dumb shit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah.
So
I think I've had my fun in college though, and now I feel like it's time to work.
Well, no. That's the bullshit PR version, Taylor. The reality, Taylor, is still fucking in that zone.
Hmm. Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't hold yourself accountable to arbitrary bullshit fantasies. Just put in work and enjoy that. Enjoy eating shit and dirt and bleeding and the grind. And don't give a fuck about what anybody else thinks. Why you haven't done it. Why are you doing that? Have four jobs. Fucking Wendy's, Walmart, your side hustle. Work. Train, learn. Don't think you're a digital expert just because you're 22 and you have an Instagram account. Show me how much fucking shit you've sold with your digital social media skills.
Okay.
Do you understand?
No, I do, yeah.
You're just completely in the wrong game, and I'm holding you on to this because you and 99% of the people that are watching are playing the same game.
I know, which is why I wanted to ask the question.
But you're
I'm obviously not the only one.
No, you're the majority and the massive majority. The question is, you just need to understand the following. You can trick losers. You're not tricking me.
Good, because I want honest answers.
You don't need my honest answer. You know you're not tricking yourself either. None of us are tricking ourselves. I just want to remind you that you might be able to trick your Uncle Hal and you might be able to trick your girlfriend that was in your fucking college with you, but you're not tricking a winner when you're bullshitting. Got it?
Got it.
So even if you're posturing and pandering and PRing yourself, no winner thinks you're winning.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I know. Work. That's the answer to all these questions. Learn things, do stuff, try to sell shit, learn how to make money, work.
All right, I will.
Was this good?
Awesome, thank you so much.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah.
Can you email me in 30 days and don't bullshit me? What's your Twitter handle? Or Instagram, what's your Instagram handle?
I don't.
That's fine.
Instagram is at the fabulous journey.
At the fabulous journey.
Yeah.
Me and my whole team and the entire Vayner Nation is watching.
Oh shit, okay.
I'm gonna smoke you out of your bullshit.
Okay.
Everybody's watching.
Okay, I got it.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I like your blue dress.
Thank you, I got it on sale.
I like that answer. That's the best thing you said all fucking, that's the best thing you said this whole time. Listen, slow and steady wins the race. You're only competing with yourself.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Nobody else defines you. Not me, not everybody watching, not your mom, not the fucking Kardashians, you.
Got it.
You can grind and be patient for 10 years every day and still be 9 years younger than me and I would trade places with you. That's how amazing having time on your side is.
Yeah, time's everything.
So use it.
I will.
Good. See ya.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm super excited to be here. You actually kind of changed a lot for me. Oh, shit. it's a little crazy. A little crazy.
Tell me. I mean, it was such a viral moment.
That, and it was kind of like a light switch for me. I used to be, you know, really gung-ho, super energetic. Always working, grew up in my family business, all that kind of stuff. And then, I don't know what happened after graduation. It kind of just went,
It's what happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's the trick, it's why I'm so passionate about doing what I'm doing right now for all of you characters. Because I genuinely believe 22 to 28, 22 to 30 is tricky times.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that's happened in the last year since having the conversation with Gary is complete mental shifting to like self-awareness. And I mean, he says patience, but really, like, be patient has been the biggest thing for me.
We're all so in our head, it's crippling.
And what's really tough for me is that most of it is other people's voices manifested into your head. Mm-hmm. It sounds like your voice, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. So having that call with you kind of was like a light switch. Woke me up.
Did it wake you up from the call itself or all the collateral that happened after? Because there was a lot that happened there.
Yeah, both.
Like the amount of like smiling faces right now on the other side of however D-Rock is gonna edit this is like, you know, there's a lot of the, I mean, you were probably one of the most known characters, you know?
Yeah, it's actually really funny because I got flooded.
I remember.
With DMs of people saying, we're watching, and the eyeball emojis, which was super intimidating.
Of course.
So hearing that
was
it
the,
from
that was
you,
the point.
I got suffocated up with adrenaline,
yep.
And then having that as the aftermath was like,
well, that was the point, to create accountability after the fact. That's why I went there.
It worked. So I ended up starting my own online business, and I've slowly been trying to make something of it. And I have a real clear vision of what I want it to be. But when it comes to like process and steps and like, okay, what's the next step? Like, what are those steps?
That's not clear yet.
No idea.
Makes sense. I mean, look, mm-hmm. until you're in that mode to be an operator, like mm-hmm. running a business sounds great in theory.
It's not.
It's no different. It's no different than anything else. Like in theory, it sounds great to be a chef. Or you know, like, if there's just such a misnomer. This is back to like mm-hmm. my big thing with 22 to 30.
Yep.
Everyone's like, I'm gonna start a business, cool. But nobody says I'm gonna be an NBA player cold at 22.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Like, being successful in business is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so keep going.
That was really cool, because what I started last March with that is not what it is today.
That's good.
Which is really cool, just to watch, you know, that
the progression.
Growth. And what I have now are ideas, and I'm starting to try to create like a campaign type of video. I want to create some sort of video that I could start to market. Facebook ads is not what I know, so I know people. So that's kind of where I'm going with that.
Go ahead.
The question that I had though, I had a couple, but most specifically is, how do you find that person to help you grow the business? Because I'm a very much, I know why I want to do it. I know the type of people I want. I know.
What are you selling?
So it started as an apparel company, but I actually want it to be a community first. So I want to build a community that totally encompasses people who are like me, people who want to be entrepreneurs or they want to be creatives.
Where is the community going to live?
Global.
Physically, where is it going to live?
What do you mean?
Is the community gonna live in the comment sections of your content?
I don't want it to.
Is it gonna live on an email? Is it gonna live in a closed Facebook group?
Connected to the, I guess, brand's Facebook group. And I don't know how to begin to grow it. I just wanna add, you know, something value.
I think the thing that you have to think about is the following. It's the biggest mistake that so many young entrepreneurs are making mm-hmm. right now. Everyone's like, I'm starting a lifestyle brand. And I know I know you're not saying that, but you are kind of saying that. Let me explain mm-hmm. what I mean by that. Cool. You're starting a community around conversation. What you have to first realize is, if you're going to start a community and it's just about the organic community, it means you're not going to make any money the mm-hmm. first couple years.
Yep.
So the first thing you have to decide is how you're going to live, and whether mm-hmm. that's living at home and not having any expenses, or having another job and doing it from 6 to 2 in the morning. Both are cool.
Yeah.
But you have to make, remember the switch? Mm-hmm. You have to start understanding right now that if you're gonna do this right, mm-hmm. you're actually not gonna sell anything for a couple of years.
Which is what I totally understand.
Good.
After the first year,
Got it.
After a year of that, I get it.
Good. So you're in one big mode of creating community. I think a Facebook closed group is a great idea.
Okay.
I think building out an email list is smart.
Okay.
I think building out a text message list is smart.
Okay.
I think it's really smart to be deep into the comment section of your social
mm-hmm.
and then extract them into first in line. Mm-hmm. Got it?
Yep.
Watch what I do, not what I say, right?
Yep.
But the biggest thing you first have to understand, and the biggest fucking thing that people struggle with at 22 to 28, is being patient, is building towards something real. You have to realize how awesome it is to not have to ask anybody for money for 3 years, because everybody else is asking for people's money.
And I don't feel like I need to ask for money. Like, I've never felt like I needed funding.
Good. So then I would be honest with you. I don't think you need that. Now I could tell you, I don't think you need your business partner. You need to build a community.
Okay.
You don't need an operations or business person yet. You're not doing business.
That's true.
Got it? So what you need to do is pour your heart and soul into conversations. I would highly recommend showcasing other people in the community. So I, if I were you, would do a Facebook Live every week with one of the commenters from the community.
Okay.
Because that will get other people in the community to comment more, which will make the community better, because they're trying to win the golden ticket to be on the Facebook Live.
Okay.
See where I'm going?
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's how I would do it.
Okay. Because I want to funnel a lot of my personal following into that group, because it's kind of the same.
So I would throw right hooks on Instagram stories.
Okay.
swipe up, join the group.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to not, it's a good way to throw right hooks without throwing too many right hooks. Stories, I think, are more, you know, kind of like there's so much. It's kind of like Twitter. You should add something to your email signature with a link to it. It's a very lightweight way to do it. Every time you're emailing somebody, they might see it.
I have my social media profiles, I guess, in
put
my
your group
signature.
In there. Join the community.
I like that.
Thank you.
The other thing I had an idea on was I started this thing. I have a personal website just connected to my Instagram, and I called it People I Know, because I think people always want a recommendation from someone they
That's
know.
Cool.
So throughout the last year, connected with a ton of people through the Instagram from Vayner Nation. And
do people still pop up because the content's on the internet? Yeah.
All the time. I mean, I was flooded at first. I think I got 8,000, like within 24 hours, followers. And it's progressively just grown to now it's 26, I think. But I try to do all my DMs, but it still just says 99 plus in the message request at all times.
I know that life.
And they're all commenting back from the video, basically.
Do you get razzed? Do a lot of people like, you fuck, like I would assume, really?
So
that's
here's
so
cool,
awesome.
Here's the cool thing that happened.
I would have thought at least 20% would have been like, wake the fuck up, you know, just by the nature, but not. Yeah.
And in the comment section, everyone attacked back. Like, I never commented back to them. I'm like, I'm not going to do
You're
that.
You're not sure, yeah.
But my followers started to comment back, basically doing it for me, and then it just died. So there's like zero negative
Makes
anymore.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, and then the other cool thing is they're all DMing me basically saying, thank you, and I'm like, I didn't do anything, thank Gary.
Well, it's,
so that was
well, it takes two
cool.
to tango, right? It's
yeah.
It's just a moment in time.
It is.
It's just a moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the best part. This is what's great about documenting this mm-hmm. whole journey for me. Like, this is so interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in so many ways. You have to take the momentum of that call mm-hmm. and apply it now. What you need to do now.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Let me, like all these cute answers, cute questions you have
yeah.
here, let me give you the only answer that matters.
Okay.
I'm being dead serious with you.
Okay.
Every minute you have for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have the same experience, all you have for them is you're living the same life mm-hmm. and you're over communicating your truths. A lot of people hold them in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can win the most. Today was a great day, I saw Gary. Tomorrow's a bad day. All that.
Mm-hmm.
Documenting, not
yep.
creating, right? But the other biggest thing you need to do is showcase them within you. This can't be just, if you're gonna build a community, it can't be just about you.
Mm-hmm.
It was easier for me to be about me because I'm coming from an expertise, not just a documenting place.
Yeah.
I put in the 20 years of work mm-hmm. and skills to be able to be the talker. When you're the documenter of something like this, I think it's more powerful for you to bring them into it.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Facebook Live.
Live with it.
It's going to, like kind of just like, how was your week kind of segment?
Mm-hmm.
Like with that person.
I did something like that at one point. I made a post, I don't even remember, but I was like, I want to choose five people and
yeah.
just Zoom with you,
yeah.
like have a Zoom call. And that was really cool.
Facebook Live, because the Facebook group
we'll
is your big
more.
Thing.
Okay. I like that.
And I would start using Facebook Messenger as much as possible too.
The AI version of it?
No.
No, just
you
personally?
Human. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Facebook. You have to understand, I asked you the most important question, which is where is this gonna live?
Facebook.
Your answer was Facebook.
Yeah.
So Live and Messenger need to create that whole, you know, kind of stratosphere. Makes sense?
You think building a community through Facebook is still the place to do it?
I think Facebook groups is an incredible place to do it.
Okay.
I do. And even though your community probably will skew young and not overtly spending time mm-hmm. on Facebook, everybody still kind of has it mm-hmm. or could have it. And Facebook's groups infrastructure is a very good infrastructure for this kind of shit.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's one of the things that I want to do more of.
Okay. Because that was the one thing that I wasn't...
I got it.
Sure.
You need a home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the group can help you.
Cool.
I like Facebook groups.
Cool, because I...
But listen to me. Are you doing anything? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work for my mom. She's got
I remember.
Family business.
Great, so that's even better. Like, make sure you deliver for that, but like every fucking minute.
Okay.
Look, this is something I think people forgot. I was running Wine Library and building Wine Library TV.
Mm-hmm.
I used to run the business till 7:30, drive back home to New York, and from 8:30 to 2 in the morning, I just answered all my email, all my comments on my WordPress from Wine Library TV, and went on Twitter and searched Wine Conversations and engaged. I used to go to sleep at 2:30 to 3:30 mm-hmm. after I'd already made it to build what I built. for 4 years every day.
Okay. It works.
It works, but it's, yeah. You know, it's like a brain fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm telling you, you've got to do it completely all in.
Mm-hmm.
5-6 hours a day, 7 hours a day after you work on the family business until like midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And this is just based on your ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the way, you can do whatever you want. You can hang out every day. But like, if you want it to happen, if you want to do it, that's what you have to do. And you have to do it for 3 years and ask for nothing. Because at the end of 3 years, when you ask for people to buy one t-shirt, you'll sell more t-shirt after giving 3 years of love in one day than you would have in all 3 years if you sold them every fucking day.
Yeah, and I've stopped. I don't believe in the buy my shirt type of crap. So I kind of cut all that and...
Because you saw that you didn't have the leverage.
Yeah, like you why had, would people want to buy my t-shirt?
That's right.
Like,
you had my fan base trying to build a community with you off of this magic moment.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they weren't going to buy it.
Yeah.
It was fun. I caught it, wind of it at one point, maybe like, you know, 3 or 4 months after, like somehow I saw something and I was like watching it and I almost DM'd you and I was like, I'm going to let her go through this herself and I'm going to see what she does with it.
Okay.
I'm glad that you got to this place.
Yeah.
Now you know it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time you spend the next fucking 3-4 years of your life building equity. Then you can figure out what to do with that equity.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out what that equity is.
And that's what's so great about, I did too.
Yeah.
It took me years of engaging before I was like, okay, wow. Do you think I knew? When you are yourself, when you are you,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what makes you special. What's like? You don't have context. All the things that people admire me for, they just seem normal. Patience felt, I didn't even know patience was a thing. It's just what I did.
Yeah.
I didn't know work ethic was, like I didn't know any of these things were a thing. I didn't realize I was emotionally intelligent. I didn't realize I loved empathy and gratitude. Mm-hmm. It took me time.
Which is totally what I went through in the last couple years. I went to some Tony Robbins events and stuff. So like figuring out who I am, like what I love.
But look, you went to those events and yet we still had the call and you were fucking nowhere. Right? Or are you talking about
you went this
year? Got it.
Yeah, I went after.
Got it, perfect.
Maybe 6 months after.
Got it. It's about actions. Whether you fucking get a call with me or go to an event, mm-hmm. bullshit. It's about actions. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get that trigger.
Yep.
You're on the path.
Yeah.
Honestly, that post where I say like, close your eyes until you're 29, that's basically the advice I'm giving you right now. Just fucking close, like you know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking give, but the one thing is, there's only two things I think you can give. You've built this little base off of this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness to the rest of the community members of each other by doing these Friday live streams or however you decide. You might want to do one every night.
Yeah.
And your truths of the ups and downs along the way. Those are the only two things. Documenting and being a platform for others is the leverage for now. It's all you've got to give.
Okay. Now, what do you think of documenting just like webcam style straight on? Or
sure.
Do you think just documenting the whole day?
Sure.
Because I
did. You can't, I mean, document the whole day is tough.
I tried it and it was like, I can't.
But you can use Snap along the way, like stories, you know, like don't overthink that.
Okay.
All right, I gotta bounce.
I don't know what else to ask you anyway.
Good, because I've given you the fucking answer.
I know.
It's just close your
eyes. I know
it's,
what to do, it's just
it's hard. Patience. Like, it's hard.
Yeah,
I know you know what to do. Thing. It's hard. It's like close your eyes for 4 years. Nothing good is gonna happen for 4 years.
Uh-huh. That's probably the biggest thing that's set in for me. Like, it'll happen. Just
if you do the fucking right things for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Awesome.
I don't know. It's just been this crazy year of complete self-awareness, doubling down on my strengths and not focusing on the stuff that I'm not great at. So I tried really hard to want to do, you know, the whole Facebook ads thing, and I tried to do it for my mom's company. I didn't know what I was doing. It wasn't really something I was passionate about, was Facebook ads. So don't do the things that you're passionate about. And the one thing that I really, really did, which I totally, totally recommend, is do more. Try new things, get new hobbies, do some sports, start painting, like literally, the more you try, the more you'll know if you like it or not, which tells you more about yourself, which tells you maybe if you want to completely change industries. I went to school for fashion and design, so I started a fashion apparel business and found that designing's kind of not what I want to do. I don't want to sew clothes. I don't want to, you know, do the fabric thing. I love the creativity behind it. I love the designing. I love picking, you know, the colors and drawing and all that stuff. And only through doing the stuff did I figure out what part of it I liked. Do more. It's pretty simple.